Well, that's a pretty rich gospel we have this morning. I just want to focus on one line. Jesus says, "You do not know him, but I know him." We, of course, know that the New Testament was written in Greek. I don't see any Greek scholars up there this morning. I don't claim to be a Greek scholar by any means. But I think we are somewhat aware that oftentimes we're given one English word, and then in Greek there's two, three, four different words. So the most obvious example is the word love. We have one word in English for love. There's one problem. I say things like, I love coffee in the morning, especially when I have the 6:45 a.m. Mass. But I also say things like, I love my mother. And then I also say things like, I love God. Now, hopefully, I love coffee and my mother and God in very different ways. The Greek language helps us kind of see in what way I love coffee, in what way I love my mom, and in what way I love God. With this line this morning from the Gospel of John where it says, you do not know him, but I know him. That word for knowledge is, the word know is there twice, correct? Two different Greek words. You do not know him, but I know him. So he's saying that to the Jewish people. So when he's telling them, Jewish people, you don't know him, he's basically saying, you have not even begun to know him. It's a kind of a progression of knowledge, a growth in knowledge. He's saying, you haven't even begun to know him. But when he speaks about himself knowing his Father, it's a full knowledge. I fully know my Father. I have a full knowledge of him. And so, where am I going with this morning? Here we go. For us, oftentimes, in our growth of knowledge in the Lord, it is a progression. It's a progression of growing to know him. But what's the goal? To know him fully. We're progressing at knowing him, and we want to know him fully. We, of course, know, no pun intended, that that's going to happen in heaven when we see God as he is, when we fully come to knowledge of him. But what about in the meantime? How do we grow in knowledge of the Lord? There seems to be two main ways. First, the first way we grow in knowledge of the Lord, it seems that we have knowledge of our own hearts, that we know what's going on here, and we have a certain level of self-knowledge. But the second way in which we really come to know the Lord is this. We allow him to know us. To not know us partially or progressively, but to allow him to know us fully. To allow God to fully know who we are. The image that came to mind this morning for me was, imagine giving the Lord a little tour of our heart, walking around with God in our heart and saying, Lord, here's one part of my life, here's another, I want you to know me. And I imagine for a second the Lord saying, what about there? I want to know you there. And so oftentimes when he does that, we say, oh, no, 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 no. That's for me. I don't want you to know me there, Lord. And so often, that is the place where God wants to fully know us. The place where we put up resistance and say, that's my little thing, Lord. I don't want you to fix that. I don't want you to know anything about that. And God says, no. Right there is where I want full knowledge of you for one purpose, so that you may know me fully. So let's not be afraid of that spot where God wants to know us, because it's there that he can do great things.